expects him back to it. Again, he went back and he was, you know, hit all over the field. Now, that is not how you play cricket. This is not how you play cricket. That immediately you get, you know, hit all over the field, you come out and say your prayers and then go back and start, you know, cricket again. This is not how I see cricket. Cricket is not meant to be played like that. I mean, we all respect all religions. We all follow the religion. But religion has its own role, and you have your own role as what the Almighty gives you. Whether you work in an office, whether you work or perform on a cricketing field, or any other sporting arena. So I feel that this is not a good choice. I feel that we need somebody who's, I'm sure Intamam understands the game, but it doesn't mean that he's good at man management. I mean, his dealing with the boys was, I thought, abysmal. It was a total failure, and this is one of the reasons we lost in that. I mean, look at us. We lost against Ireland. I mean, look at the irony of it. And Bob Woolmer, the late Bob Woolmer, after the game, we had a chat, him and myself and Talatali, who was the team manager, and he said, well, what can I do? All I can tell these and teach these boys is to go out and play. I can't play for them. But it's up to the captain how he gets the best out of them. So, well, that was my answer. So I have my reservations. I don't think that Intamam should have been the chief selector. There are other players, you know.
Who would you have chosen instead?
Beg your pardon?
Who would you have chosen instead of Intamam? Because I agree with you, because I would have not made him, chief selector. I would have made him some kind of batting coach, because, as you know, from 2007 onwards, batting has been abysmal in tournaments, you know, in test matches, ODIs. And I think he would have been better suited as a batting coach for Pakistan.
This business of batting coach, bowling coach, this coach, that coach, this is a trend which has been started in the last 15, 16 years. There was nothing of that sort. When you reach that level of representing your country, you're supposed to be a finished product. And that finished product needs refinement, needs motivation, needs a little, you know, refined tips here and there. And that's where the players continue. I mean, Viv Richards, when you speak of him, he failed at number one to number seven. And yet he was tried all over. And eventually, we saw Viv Richards as one of the greatest batsmen of the world. So you let the people, you know, you give them time. You have to suffice, you know, you got to, you know, give them confidence. You got to bolster them. But what we do is, if you don't perform in one game or two games, you're thrown out of the window. And that is the reason people don't develop in our countries. And the younger boy who sees what is happening up top, he loses confidence, he loses faith in the system, and he starts playing something perhaps on an ad hoc or on a very short-term basis. And that is one of the reasons our cricket really hasn't developed.
I see, because I've been following Pakistan cricket since the early 80s, and what I see today is that we're still going through that phase where we're not bringing in youngsters on merit, and we've still got this old ideology. If you know somebody, that's the only way you're going to get into the Pakistan team, and that's still happening today. So how can we rectify that situation?
Well, you know, these are the things, which happen. But, our problem, apart from, we pick up a few points here and there, our problem is that we don't think long-term. Today, a youngster in Pakistan, to your question, a youngster in Pakistan is looking to get in by paying the local selectors and to play four great matches. And after playing four or five great matches, grade two or grade one matches, they tend to apply for the British visa and come out and play here, and then they disappear. Well, this is what the trend is, and I've been fighting this. Look, this, it doesn't go like that. Unfortunately, until and unless, you know, we remove these insecurities from the grassroots level, from the club level, then you will find that you will have a good cape of cricketers who will go on and give you a steady stream of, let's say, stable domestic cricket in Pakistan. But that is not the case as it is. Everyone is insecure. If you don't have a job, what do? You try and get money from left, right, and center with a bit of talent, and you pay this selector and get in the side, play the games, irrespective. get your visa and get out of the country. This is what is actually happening, and this is something we need to stop. And how do we do it? Well, you need to restructure your cricketing, these organizations. Until and unless you don't do that, you know, we'll continue having these discussions. And as you say, you've been following it from the 80s. You know, my last captaincy in 1985 was for Punjab, and I saw this. And people were trying to offer me money to play the game, to play.